It's November. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
We're experiencing one of the warmest falls on record here along the Front Range. September and October were about 5 degrees warmer than average, and here it's the first week of November, and the first snows seem to be many days away. So we thought we'd come out here to Sawhill Ponds, east of Boulder, and just see how this warm weather might be affecting migrating birds.
It's a bit late for sandhill cranes, but you should still be alert for an unexpected visitor. Just 2 weeks ago, a lone juvenile sandhill crane stayed for a week feeding in a stubble wheat field visible from our front window.
A pair of grebes here. This is a summer resident bird, and they're just very lazily heading south, or they're not going to head very far south. They're pretty tolerant of winter conditions.
Pied-billed grebes are fun to watch when they dive, because instead of just sort of leaping up and going down head first, they just sort of slowly sink out of sight like the Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland.
We're at what we call the Gadwall Pond here. Usually around the 1st of November, besides those Canada geese we hear, we would expect to see 30 to 50 gadwalls. They're medium-sized, dark ducks. They look a lot like mallards. So let's just see if they're here yet or if they're late. And I'm counting 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. There are about 30 gadwalls on this pond, so they're making their way south.
It's got black on the back, and it's sort of a dull-looking duck, mainly brown with that black patch on the back.
You can tell the gadwall by the quack. It goes quack, quack, quack. That's no good. I'll try it again. It goes quack, 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 quack. It's the deepest quack of any duck. A song. Oh, wait, it's a chipping sparrow. Okay, well, this is maybe our first sign of a mild fall. It's November, and chipping sparrows are just summer birds, but they do linger well into the fall. But this is a very late chipping sparrow that's lazily making its way south, just perch on this Russian olive here with a bright red crown. A little high seat sound you're hearing is the chipping sparrow. So we've had a beautiful morning here at Sawhill Ponds, and we haven't seen really dramatic differences in the birds migrating through. I think those changes are going to be more apparent in spring and summer. And what scientists are finding about global climate change is the big change is not so much when birds are migrating, is when they're arriving on their breeding territories. The trees are leafing out earlier, and they're finding that some of them are arriving too late to get all the caterpillars and so forth that they would eat in the spring to fatten up when they're nesting. So these are subtle changes now, but over time we're going to see them more and more, and we'll actually see changes in our nesting bird populations here along the Front Range. To get to Sawhill Ponds Wildlife Area, go to the corner of 75th Street and Valmont Road, and then go north a mile on 75th and turn left.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.